gates of the old airport four bay hangar to Precision Aerial Ag of Seneca and authorized the mayor to sign the lease. Commissioner Brian Shepherd cast the dissenting vote, saying he felt a 25-year lease was too long. The company will pay the city an annual lease rate of $600. The company plans to use the hangar facility for chemical storage.
Contract extensions were the focus. Heidi Wolfgang explains.
The Nemaha Central USD 115 Board of Education this week approved one-year contract extensions for the district's administrators. The contracts for Superintendent Tavis Dormiers, High School Principal Ben Sism, Elementary Middle School Principal Jessica Cook, Special Education Director Shana Steinlogge, and High School Assistant Principal Kelly Williams were extended through June 2028. In other business, the board accepted the resignations of middle school teacher Nikki Honeyman and gifted facilitator Carla Kramer, effective at the end of the current school year. Superintendent Tavis Dormiers thanked outgoing board members John Dieters and Jason Kramer for their service on the board. They were presented with lifetime activity passes for USD 115 events. Amy Herder was elected in November to replace Kramer on the board, and Betsy Mackey was elected to replace Dieters. Both will take their seats on the board next month.
Contributions from the public are needed to help support what's become an annual Christmas season tradition. Uniting members of the Atchison County Sheriff's Office with children in need who receive gifts for the holidays. That's set to again happen through the 6th Annual Shop with the Sheriff program. Described by the Sheriff's Office as an annual community outreach program that supports children and families in need, chosen through recommendations made by the local schools of USD 409 and USD 377. Donations to the program allow, the Sheriff's Office says, deputies and staff to go shopping locally with the selected children who receive clothing, footwear, books, toys, and food items. Along with supplying the children with their needs, the program is a way to, according to a Sheriff's Office release, build long-lasting and positive relationships between youth and law enforcement while celebrating the holidays. Individual and business donations are being sought to sponsor the effort, with the Sheriff's Office saying every dollar donated goes fully to the program. Details regarding ways to donate can be found with this story at msenews.net.
Mayetta residents faced drug possession charges following a traffic stop in Jackson County last Saturday afternoon. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris, in a release, said a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop shortly before 3 o'clock on a pickup truck on 150th Road near U.S. 75 Highway. The driver, 70-year-old Perkins Whitetail, was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of an hallucinogenic drug, possession of a depressant, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The passenger, 55-year-old Ella Montoya Mizictino, was arrested on the same charges. Following their arrest, the pair were booked into the Jackson County Jail. Later that day, Morris said sheriff's deputies conducted a search warrant at 209 East Clark Street in Mayetta, Whitetail's residence. During the search, deputies seized items believed to be illegal drug contraband. As a result, Whitetail faces additional charges of possession of meth, possession of an opiate, possession of an hallucinogenic drug, possession of THC, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Candleland radio listening area forecast. For this evening, cloud cover lingers as temperatures fall back to around 20. Winds pick up into Saturday, mostly cloudy, still not much warming, high around 24. A colder night into Saturday night, we dip back to around 4 above, breezy, with partly cloudy skies. Sunshine is back on Sunday, staying cold with a high around 21. 15 are forecast low Sunday night, with mostly clear skies and winds pick back up. A breezy day on Monday, but warmer, high around 46 and lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies Monday night as we bottom out around 25. We'll see mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, warming again with a high around 51. Passing clouds come in Tuesday night as we dip back to around 31. Our warming trend continues into Wednesday too with a high around 57 and mostly sunny. We'll see increasing clouds into Wednesday night as temperatures dip back to around 31. Not quite as warm on Thursday, high around 48 with mostly sunny skies. Then passing clouds forecast to come in Thursday night as we dip back to around 27. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll.
Hi, this is Blizzard Bill Spencer, chief meteorologist, wishing you the season's best from all of us at 103.9 FM KNZA.
I'd spend forever with you. But if I leave this world, baby, a little too soon, it hurts like hell to say, I hope you find someone new. He can have my truck sitting out in the drive. He can have his house and his thing inside. My baby fishing hole and my old dog too. But what he'll never have is the love I have for you. Girl, I hope and pray you and me grow old. Few lines on our face, few million stories told. But if I leave this place, find another hand to hold. It hurts like hell to say, but make sure.
Join in a little harmony to keep the world from saying. Hey, this is Justin Fluke. I hope you score some big points with your family and friends this holiday season.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy, happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody.
Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hey, there goes Santa Claus and Rudolph.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue, blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, blue, blue Christmas. time when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas off white. But I'll have a blue, blue, blue Christmas. Yes, I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Back to it here on a Friday night. High school basketball across the MSC Sports Radio Network, and we are at Valley Falls High School, home of the Dragons. They're taking on a Big East League opponent here tonight, the Royal Valley Panthers. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Friday night broadcast here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Megan Sturton back in studio on the ones and twos, providing the technology side of the coverage here on KNZA. Brandon Tedna with you up top of the bleachers here at Valley Falls High School. Well, two teams right now trying to just get something on track. Let's start with the road team. That's Royal Valley, off to a 1-3 start. Now, they won their season opener back on the 2nd, defeating Council Grove 46-29, but since then, three consecutive losses for this Panthers team. It started at Nemaha Central with a 67-14 defeat at the hands of NC, and then they followed that the very next night on Friday. So they went Thursday and Friday last week. They went to Jackson Heights, lost 35-29, and then Tuesday this week at Moorhill Mounts Academy, another close loss to the Panthers, 34-29. Now for Valley Falls, a young team once again under first-year head coach Chad Van Houten. They're off to an 0-3 start, most recently at Oskaloosa on Tuesday, 48-18. A timeout on the floor. Starting lineups in the tip-off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowshell.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA on a Friday night. It's Royal Valley at Valley Falls. Girls game about to get going. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. The road team per huge. It's Royal Valley under head coach David Boucher. It'll be three guards and two forwards. The guards in the backcourt, 5'5 junior Josie Shelton. You also got 5'5 senior Kibo Throssell and 5'7 sophomore Lila Burgess. The forwards and two good ones in the Big East, no doubt about it. 5'9 junior Panna Wawasik. And the leading scorer and rebounder is Keyway Miller, a 6-foot sophomore, north of 13 points and 10 rebounds a game. The Royal Valley Panthers at 1-3 on the season. It'll be Wawasik, Shelton, Throssell, Burgess, and Miller. For first-year head coach Chad Van Houten of the Valley Falls Dragons, they're going to go like this and try to get their first win of the young season in 25-26. In the backcourts with three guards, you got Paisley Heinen, a 5'5 junior. Second team All-League a year ago and arguably the best player for this team. It's 5'4 junior Callie DeLong. And you also got in the backcourt 5'6 senior Gracie Connor. The two forwards for Valley Falls, it's going to be Abby Wilson, a 5'9 junior, and a freshman also getting a start here tonight. 5'11 freshman, that is Kadren Strickler. So for Valley Falls again, it's Heinen, DeLong, Wilson, Connor, and Strickler. First of two here at Valley Falls tonight, and here we go. Tip-off controlled by Royal Valley. They go from right to left here in the first half in the all-black road uniforms. Dragons in the home white with black numerals and lettering trimmed out in yellow. Zone defense so far to start for Valley Falls. 2-3 variety. Got Panna Wawasik with the dribble up top. Now a right side pass that goes to Throssell, reversing the basketball around the perimeter. And now a right side pass to Throssell. Goes to Keyway Miller in the corner. Back up top. Wawasik a deep three. Hits high off the heel. Fighting for the rebound inside. And pulling down that rebound is Burgess, and a second-chance opportunity here for Royal Valley. A 1-3 start. Three straight losses for this Panthers team as Keyway Miller tees one up from the right elbow, and she banks it in for tonight's first bucket. 13.5 points, 10.5 rebounds per game. Keyway Miller, the 6-foot sophomore, getting Royal Valley on the board here. And now a steal at midcourt and a turnover here against Valley Falls. Here's Wawasik in a 2-on-1. She got caught in a double team, and that's going to be a travel. So both teams going back-to-back via the turnover department. Panthers to 2-0 lead. We have played a minute in this opening frame. Panthers going to line it up. A little bit of full-court pressure here. Ball tipped in the air right at midcourt, and there's a bump and a foul. They're going to get Throssell with the first foul tonight. Trying to set up the trap. And fortunate for the Dragons to get caught with a foul on Royal Valley because that was a tough spot to be near the out-of-bounds line and right on that midcourt line in a double team. But Throssell picks up the first foul. So in the half court here, Valley Falls, 21 points per game. They have struggled in the offensive end, and there's an air ball three from the left corner, but Heinen an offensive rebound. Now top of the key, here's the junior guarding Callie DeLong. She was second-team All-League last season, leading the charge for this Dragons team. And now that pass tipped inside, taken away. Another turnover for Valley Falls. 2-0 Panthers, who played 90 seconds. And now that one is taken away after it was saved underneath by Keyway Miller. A steal that time by Heinen. Both teams, a couple of early turnovers. Panthers lead it 2-0 on a Keyway Miller 15-foot jump shot from the left elbow. Here's a drive by DeLong. Wild shot, and it's going to be a air ball that goes out of bounds and back to Royal Valley. So we're coming up on 2 minutes in. Keyway Miller for Royal Valley, the lone bucket to this point, and a 2-0 lead. Now these two teams played last year before the holiday break at Royal Valley, and it was all Panthers, 67-35. A Royal Valley team that went 14-7 last season and was one game away from the state tournament. Here's a right side pass. Good find by Miller, but Wawasik missed the wide open three, and a long rebound taken down by Gracie Connor. She nearly had it taken away. Finally gets it to Callie DeLong, and now she's working man-to-man into the front court here from left to right. Right side it goes to Heinen. Ball fake in the lane. Gets it back to the top of the circle with Connor. Puts it on the dribble once. Now a bounce pass to the left. Baseline is underneath the legs and out of bounds of Abby Wilson. So another turnover for Valley Falls. Make it three in the first two-plus minutes of this opening quarter. Still sitting on a 2-0 Royal Valley lead. Well, we mentioned Royal Valley again, 14-7 last year. Six of those seven losses were against ranked teams. And being in the Big East, you're going to see quite a few ranked teams throughout the year. Another elbow jump shot for Keyway Miller. That one a little bit strong, and a rebound for Heinen. And Valley Falls, still 2-0 about 3 minutes into the game. Working into the front court here, near side, it's DeLong. Picks up the dribble, back up top to Connor. Now a good pass, elbow jump shot, a little bit strong. And DeLong able to get a backside rebound. She'll fire, hits high off the heel. Battle in the paint for the rebound, and it's pulled away by Lila Burgess for Royal Valley. Still 2-0. Here's Keyway Miller in the left corner. As the lone bucket, looking for Wawasik on a cut. She's backed out into the corner, and DeLong comes away with a steal. And now a foul near midcourt. No, correct that. It's going to be out of bounds, and it'll stay with Valley Falls. Now, first-year head coach Chad Van Houten wants a timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Kind of a tough start for both these teams on the offensive end. Timeouts here all season long on KNZA. It is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Just getting going here tonight on KNZA. We got this Friday and next Friday with high school coverage before we hit that two-week break for the Christmas holiday. Royal Valley, under the leadership of David Boucher, year number 7 at the helm, just trying to snap this three-game skid that they're on. They beat Council Grove 46-29 in their opener when they lost three straight to Nemaha Central, Jackson Heights, and Moorhill Mount Academy. On the other side for Valley Falls, 0-3 to start, losing to Oskaloosa by 30 on a Tuesday night. They have also lost road games at Troy and Jefferson West. So 2-0 our score. Royal Valley with the lead. Dragons with the possession out of the timeout. Here's a right side pass to Abby Wilson in the corner. She had it knocked away, and Keyway Miller comes away with a steal. Fourth turnover by Valley Falls. Trying to take a lid off the bucket. Both teams ice cold on the offensive end to start. Here's an elbow pass. Keyway Miller backing out to the right wing. Panthers going right to left here in the first half on offense. Here's a skip pass left side to Throssell. Now Wawasik. Here's Keyway inside using the body. Missed the shot, fading away. And last touch by the Dragons. It's going to go out of bounds on the baseline. And Royal Valley going to keep it on this possession at 4:04 to go in the quarter. Still a 2-0 lead. Here's Keyway Miller now backing out along the perimeter, right side on the wing. Keeping that dribble with the right hand. Hands it off to Wawasik on a curl. But she is deep on that right wing. Now skips it left side. Throssell, no hesi on a three. And just grazed the rim, and it went out of bounds. Inadvertent buzzer there with the shot clock, which we do have here tonight at Valley Falls. So still 2-0. 3:45 to go in this opening quarter. Dragons, 4-plus minutes without a bucket. And now another pass on the right block. It's knocked away, and a steal by Wawasik. 5 turnovers now for Valley Falls. Thross, a long pass into the corner, picked up by Burgess. And now that pass deflected, and Royal Valley able to save it. It was a near turnover. Now Miller on the right block. Wawasik, quick touch pass to Throssell, right back. Two-panel Wawasik, who goes to work, drives in, pulls up from 15, hits the back heel twice. Keyway Miller off the miss, put it up, and could not get it to fall on a second chance, and finally cleared away by Valley Falls in a tough start. Both these teams who played 5 minutes, 2-0 on a Keyway Miller basket for Royal Valley, and now that one bumped near midcourt and chasing it down, and it should be a tie-up. Or no, they're going to call a foul here against Pano Wawasik for Royal Valley. That'll be team foul number 2 against the Panthers. And we'll see a sub into the game. It's Chloe Cox, a 5'5 junior guard for Valley Falls, and getting a breather on the far side of the floor. As the Dragons again trying to figure some things out here. Here's Cox, her first touch, her pass deflected and taken away. Another steal for Wawasik. Wawasik had a steam now on the right block. Keyway Miller backing in, put up a shot through traffic. She drew the body and the foul, and she'll shoot 2. First free throws tonight for either side at 2:42 to go in this first in a 2-0 Royal Valley lead. And Abby Wilson picks up the first Dragons foul of tonight's game, and Keyway Miller at the line to shoot a pair for Royal Valley. The righty, staggered stance, and nothing but nets on the first attempt. Now, she has struggled so far this season at the line. That make there just makes her 9 of 24. So just north of 35% as a team, Royal Valley, 39%. So that has been a struggle, but 2 for 2 there for Keyway Miller, and she's got the 4 points for Royal Valley and a 4-0 lead at 2:42 to go in this first. Another sub in for the Dragons as we'll see 5'6" sophomore Brecken Moore check into the game, taking the spot of Paisley Heinen. Here is Moore, who just checked in, has the dribble left wing, back up top to DeLong. 2:35 clock moving first quarter. Panthers here on the road, a 4-0 advantage. Zone defense here for Royal Valley, and Wolosik tipping that pass, trying to come away with another steal. Ball's on the floor near side. Multiple bodies hit the floor, somehow still rolling around, and it's finally taken away by Royal Valley. Here is Josie Shelton in transition, and a good pass, but then a travel's going to be called against Kibo Throssell. Four turnovers now for Royal Valley, and the Dragons get it back at 2:15 to go in this frame, a trailing 4-0. You look at the offenses for both these teams. Their start of the season, Valley falls 0-3, just 21 points per game. Royal Valley at 1-3, they're just south of 30 points per game, and they're averaging just 24 points per game during this three-game skid. Dragons working it around the perimeter. Right side pass, it goes to Moore. She gets a good look for three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound, though, is put up by Chloe Cox. Had a great look, and the second miss is cleared away finally by Burgess for Royal Valley. Boy, good look inside. Just Dragons can't find any nylon. Here's a left wing three. That is nothing but nylon. Speaking of nylon, that was nothing but of it. It was put down, again, nicely done by Keyway Miller. And she's got all seven. And now she comes away with a steal, trying to do this all herself. And she's bumped and fouled, working across the midcourt line. Second foul against Valley Falls. This one against Abby Wilson, and that is her second. Far side of the floor, Royal Valley, or correction, near side of the floor, side out, they'll throw it in, 7-0, on 7 points from Keyway Miller. She has the ball left wing, gets it off to Wolosik. Now top of the key, reversing it to Throssell, here's Keyway, a post touch, shot is up, hits the backboard, and that's it. And the rebound cleared away by Gracie Connor, correction, that three was Wolosik and not Keyway Miller. 7-0 our score. We got a minute to go in this opening quarter. Kind of a frantic, ugly pace here for both these teams as Keyway got another hand on it on a pass inside, deflected out of bounds. 19 on the shot clock, 57 on the game clock. Dragons have yet to score. They're down 7-0. So you got 4 from Miller and 3 from Wolosik. 7 points here for Royal Valley. Pass in the corner, DeLong puts it on the dribble once. Darts a pass that's deflected inside. It's saved underneath, and a turnover for Valley Falls, and now a tie-up nearly, but Wolosik gets it away, and another turnover again for the Dragons. Here's Wolosik inside the free throw line, went with aggression and drew the foul, and is going to shoot two. At 41 seconds to go in the quarter, trying to add to a 7-0 lead. And it's Chloe Cox, who checked in a moment ago, who picks up her first. And Wolosik will shoot a pair. 2 of 5 at the line this season. The 5'9 junior, 8.5 points per game so far, and she knocks in the free throw. Panthers, 3 for 3 start at the line. We'll get a sub in for Royal Valley. We'll see a freshman at 5'8, Alyssa Thompson. Both these teams fairly light on the varsity roster tonight. Next free throw, front rim, no. Rebound cleared away by Connor. 8-0 Royal Valley. 35 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Here's a shot in the lane. Front rim, no. Second chance, grazing the rim. Third opportunity inside, and it's batted away. But Valley Falls able to keep that possession alive once again. So a third opportunity here. 20 seconds to go, and now we got the shot clock turned off. Around the perimeter, Brecken Moore dribbles baseline left, caught in a double team, has to get rid of it, does so to the left elbow. Here's Cox on a ball fake, picks it up, puts up a shot through traffic, Wolosik the rebound. We're down to 5 seconds left in the corner. Wolosik wants to take it all the way, high off the window, no. Second chance at the buzzer, and it rims out off the offensive rebound by Burgess, and we have played the first 8 minutes in our girls' game tonight. Tough sledding for Valley Falls. They are still scoreless. Royal Valley at 8-0. First quarter lead, 60-second timeout, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Games tonight on KMCA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. RainbowTel.net providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. We start the second quarter. Girls game at Valley Falls and Royal Valley, an 8-0 lead. And now Valley Falls coming away with a turnover. And finally they get on the board with Chloe Cox, a transition layup. So it's 8-2. The Royal Valley lead is 6. Here's a post touch. Back to Wawasik on the right wing. Now Miller back up top. Right side it goes to Lila Burgess. Both these teams fairly young in terms of their roster construction. Certainly more experience on the side of Royal Valley. Here's a little right-handed floater that's in the lane. No good. And a rebound cleared away by Gracie Connor. So Connor has 5 rebounds already. But again, just 2 points for the Dragons. They're down 8-2. Nice pass to Connor inside. Got it to go with the left hand off the window. A 4-0 spurt here to start. So after no points in the first 8 minutes, back-to-back buckets for the Dragons. They're down 8-4. Here's Keyway on the block. Quickly triple team. Turns. Fires it left side to Throssell. Back up top, Shelton. Looking right. Goes back left. Now it goes into the left corner. Dragons still going with that 2-3 zone defense here. It's been that way the entire game to this point. Keyway, left block. Backed out. Now a good pass in the lane. Shot no. Fighting for the rebound. Cleared away by Callie DeLong. A 4-0 spurt. It's a 4-point game. Let's see if the Dragons can kind of pick up on the momentum here. Gracie Connor with the touch. Dump pass into the corner. Hyde in a 3. It is a little bit strong. And the rebound tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay on this end with Valley Falls. Wawasik back into the game. Also, Brecken Moore checks in for Valley Falls. 6:23 to go in the first half. An 8-4 Panther lead. But a 4-0 start here. Thank you so much. Drop a pin. But as I did that, a bucket for Valley Falls, and they're within 8-6. Here is Keyway Miller inside. They're going to call a jump ball there as she went up. That's great defense by Valley Falls. But the possession arrow is going to keep it with Royal Valley. A 6-0 run here for the Dragons. They're within 2 early second quarter. And the shot clock, we have seen this early on with some spots. I think they reset the shot clock when they should not have there. Now it's down to 23. About 2 minutes into the second quarter, a 6-0 Dragons run. They're within 8-6. Again, both these teams have struggled on offense this season, but the right side, a tray ball is put down. Hannah Wawasik, her second three. She's got 7 of the 11. And it's been a few minutes since Panthers got a bucket, and now DeLong trying to answer, and it's an air ball from the left corner. Here's Royal Valley with Keyway Miller. 11-6, they lead at Wawasik. Heat check. This one, front rim, no. Try to right corner 3. It's high in the air, and a rebound pulled away by Gracie Connor. 11-6, Royal Valley in front by 5. We're at 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Up top it goes. Caden Strickler, freshman into the game at 5'11". Had it knocked away far side, out of bounds. Last touch by Royal Valley. So we're at 5:22 to go in the frame. 11-6, our score. Again, Royal Valley led it 8-0 after the first quarter. The rim has finally opened up a touch here for the Dragons on offense. They're within 11-6. and have the possession in the front court with Strickler. Right side pass to Heinen on the wing. One dribble, pulls up at the right elbow. That shot blocked and pulled away by Keyway Miller. Miller, coast to coast, gets to the right block. Little turnaround, Jay. Shorts, rebound for Valley Falls and Strickler. Gets it off quickly to Moore. Works it into the front court. Angles right. Dribbles into the corner. Man-to-man defense guarded by Wawasik. Now Heinen a touch. Back up top to Moore. Long pass to Long. Left corner. Baseline drive. Cut off quickly. Good defense there by Burgess. Now left wing. Moore with a pump fake. Gets to the elbow. Back up top to Strickler. 10 seconds on the shot clock here for Valley Falls. 4:40 to go in the half. 11-6 they trail. Fans trying to help him out. Down to four. Strickler wide open straight away. Nearly banked in a deep three. And a rebound cleared away by Josie Shelton. Here's Pana Wawasik, left elbow. Gets it back to Baptista, who just checked into the game. And she short arms a three. And it's saved underneath by Gracie Connor. Connor now 7 first half rebounds. 11-6 our score. About the halfway point of quarter number two. Left side jump shot from the baseline is an air ball by Heinen. And Keyway Miller clears it away. Wawasik fading away. Got it to go from 15. Left side jumper. Hannah Wawasik now with 9. 13-6 Royal Valley. Just past the halfway point of this second period. Here is Brecken Moore in the corner. Now driving into the paint. Right side pass. It goes to Heinen on the wing. Quickly dumps it back to Moore in the right corner. Works around a screen. It was well defended there by the Panthers. Now Moore goes to work. Got inside. Missed the shot. Just a little bit short. Baptista the rebound for Royal Valley. Quickly on the block, Keyway Miller spins it up and in. Count it and the foul. Keyway Miller, that was 6. And a chance for one more. Thumps in both ways. Chloe Cox, also Lily Brown in for the Dragons. And Kibo Throssell back into the game as well for Royal Valley. 15-6, Panthers leading at 3:34 to go in the half. Keyway Miller at the line trying to cap a three-point play. It's on the way, and she got it. She's 3-for-3 at the line here in this first half of play. Came into the ball game tonight just 35% at the stripe. But a 10-point lead, easy bucket inside. Royal Valley, miscommunication there on defense, and Strickler, her first basket. 16-8, double up right now for the Panthers. Wawasik into the front court, right side pass, it goes to Throssell. Wawasik right back to her, a deep three, and she got it again. And a timeout quickly called by head coach David Boucher and Royal Valley. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3 threes and 12 points for Pana Wawasik. Royal Valley on a run. They lead it 19-8. 3:10 to go in the half. We're back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Community Healthcare System wishing you and your family a joyful, healthy holiday season as we celebrate this special time of year. We want to thank our patients, staff, and communities for your trust and support. Whether you're gathering with loved ones, traveling near or far, or simply enjoying a peaceful moment at home, we hope your holidays are filled with warmth, laughter, and good cheer. From all of us here at Community Healthcare System, happy holidays, and may the new year bring you health, happiness, and hope.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here on KNCA, coming up on the final 3 minutes of this opening half. First of two games tonight here at Valley Falls. Right now the girls' game, it's Royal Valley 19, Dragons 8. Good backdoor cut and pass. Beautiful feed, the bucket for Cox. She's got 4, 19-10. The Royal Valley lead is 9, 2:50 to go in this first half of play. Good play call out of the timeout there by Chad Van Houten. Now a deflected pass, far side of the floor, looking for Shelton. But the long tipped it away, so far sideline to throw it in. It's Kibo Throssell. Throssell looking into the corner, gets it right back from Wawasik on the right wing. Skip pass here to Shelton. Long two on the way. Well, short's an air ball. and a rebound cleared away by Lily Brown, who just checked in for Valley Falls. 19-10, Panthers in front, 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Gracie Connor going to work. Hands it off to Brown on a curl, gets to the left elbow, and bouncing it left side to Cox. She's on the wing, goes inside, diving in, missed the shot, gets her own rebound, second chance, up and in off the offensive rebound. Chloe Cox, all 6 of her points here in the second period, and it's down to 7. Dragons trailing the Panthers 19-12, just north of 2 minutes to go in the half, and now a misplay there by Royal Valley and a steal. All the way, Wawasik rejected Cox at the rack. They'll stay here with Valley Falls. And defense in transition by Panna Wawasik. A sub back in, Lila Burgess. Taking the spot of Baptisto, played a couple of minutes there off the bench for Coach Boucher. 2 minutes to go, 19-12, Royal Valley by 7. Dragons trying to chip away. Here's a pull-up J by DeLong, missed everything, and trying to save it underneath. Unsuccessful there was Lily Brown, so the Panthers get it back at 1:52 to go in the quarter. 19-12. Again, this was an 8-0 Royal Valley lead at the end of the first quarter. Right now it's 19-12, so the Dragons much better on offense. Well, Wawasik straight away, the heat check is hot, has another triple. 15-4 threes here in the first half for Panna Wawasik, 22-12. The lead is at double digits right now. Trying to answer left wing, front rim no, rebound Keyway Miller. All the scoring for Royal Valley, the combination of Wawasik and Miller. They don't get a hand up Wawasik. Boy, that heat check, it was close. It was halfway down and out, but an offensive rebound on the backside. Here is a fadeaway J by Wawasik on the block, and a foul is called, and free throws coming. She can thank Josie Shelton for the offensive rebound. Keep that alive. And they get the foul on Lily Brown, and Wawasik going to shoot 2. What a half for her. 4 triples, 15 points. That free throw is no good. Now 1-for-3 at the line. And was just 40% at the stripe coming in. But she is outscoring Valley Falls by herself. She's got 15-7 from Keyway Miller, 22-12. Second free throw on the way. She got that one to go. 1-for-2 stint there, and 16 first-half points for Wawasik. 23-12 Panthers, just north of a minute to go in the half. Here's a bounce pass to the right wing. DeLong had it knocked away, and it's going to be a foul on Callie DeLong. Another turnover by Valley Falls. They've been a lot better in that regard here in the second quarter, but now 11 in this first half. Dragons drop back into a 2-3 zone. It's been that defensively the entire half. 1 minute to go in the half, 23-12, Royal Valley. Left side it goes, Shelton on the wing, now bouncing to Keyway Miller at the free throw line. Spins in the lane, picks up the dribble, left side it goes, Shelton to Jay, front rim no, about 17 feet out from the left wing, and a rebound for Gracie Connor. Connor running up the floor. Left side pass, a little right-handed shot, up and in. How about that? It's Padron Strickler, the freshman, her second bucket, she's got 4. 23-14, literally maybe a half second between the shot clock and the game clock. 25 seconds to go in the half. Here's Miller at the elbow, bumped out. In between the rings out high, they don't pick her up. She'll fire a deep three, missing off the right rim, fighting for the rebound, and it's cleared away by Strickler, the freshman. 14 seconds here for the Dragons. They're down 9. Here's DeLong working up the floor. Shelton defending. Right side it goes to Heinen. Down to 6 seconds. Picks it up. Up top it goes. Here's Lily Brown. Down to 3 seconds. Dribbles to the right elbow. Throws up a tough shot. Nearly got it to go. Missing off the rim left. And that takes us to the end of the first half. Girls game. Royal Valley in front. Here at Valley Falls. Our score at the half. Panthers 23. Dragons 14. Now our halftime show coming your way next. Brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home. Far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This holiday season, Foster's Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of two adorable Christmas bears or one of two $50 Chamberbuck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School hoops here tonight on KNZA. Another chilly December Friday night. Thanks for tuning in. We're at Valley Falls. They're playing host to Royal Valley. Girls game at the half. Panthers, the road team, leading the Dragons 23-14. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Brandon Tamman with you here on KNZA. Let's get you some of the first half stats. And for Royal Valley, they're 23 points, all from two players. And leading the charge in a big way is Hanno Wawasik. 5'9 junior hit four triples, including three in the second quarter. She had 16 in the first half, and then Keyway Miller, the remaining seven for Royal Valley. Valley Falls, they have four in the scoring column in the first half of play, led by the 5'5 junior Chloe Cox, who had six, all of which in the second quarter. Now, all the points here for Valley Falls in the second quarter, because they were down 8-0 at the end of the first quarter, but it was a 15-14 second period between the two, so certainly a lot better in that regard for Valley Falls. They also had 4 points from the freshman, Kadrin Strickler, who gave some nice minutes, and then 2 points apiece from Gracie Connor and Lily Brown. Connor, by the way, actually 8 first-half rebounds, so she has the 2 points and 8 rebounds to go with it as well. Some of the team numbers for Royal Valley, they had 6 first-half turnovers, 13 total rebounds. They were 5 of 7 at the line and hit 4 threes, of course, all off the right hand of the junior Pano Wawasik. For Valley Falls, team-wise, 11 first-half turnovers, although 9 of those were in the first quarter. They actually out-rebounded Royal Valley. They had 18 total first-half rebounds. Valley Falls did not attempt a free throw in the first half, and they did not hit a shot as well from behind the arc. Our stats here on KNZA at the half and into games and all year long. Brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services. That's Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Our girls' halftime score here at Valley Falls. Dragons trail Royal Valley 23-14. More halftime coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Life better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
High school hoops continuing tonight on KNZA from Valley Falls High School. They play host to Royal Valley here tonight. Girls game, halftime score, Royal Valley 23, Valley Falls 14. Royal Valley being led by Panawawasik. Four triples and 16 in the first half. Keyway Miller, the remaining seven for the Panthers to go along with four rebounds. Six for Chloe Cox to lead the way for Valley Falls. Now, of course, get a little look at the boys' game tonight. Panther boys under head coach Chris Brown, they come in at 2-2. And Valley Falls on the other side, they are 1-2 on the year under 21st-year head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. But Valley Falls coming off that first one of the season on Tuesday at Opelousas, 55-47. Royal Valley's going to be coming into this one tonight off a loss at Moore Hill. That final on Tuesday, 62-51. Landon Gilbert has led the charge for Royal Valley, 15 points and 12 rebounds a game. Colin Carney for Valley Falls is averaging a double-double through three at 14 points and 10 rebounds per game. That's a little look at the boys' contest coming up after the girls' game, of course. Second game of our doubleheader here on KNZA tonight. Our girls' halftime score, it's Royal Valley 23, Valley Falls 14. A final 60-second break and the second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Valley Falls, Brennan Tama with you. Megan Sturton on the ones and twos. Back in our KNCA studios. Another Friday night of high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Valley Falls hosting Royal Valley. Girls game about to start the third quarter. Valley Falls here at home trailing Royal Valley 23-14. Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor, here on KNCA. Both teams getting ready to check the floor, get back on it, getting ready to start this second half of play. It'll be Heinen, DeLong, Wilson, Connor, and Strickler starting things out for Valley Falls, and same starting five for Royal Valley with Wawasik, Shelton, Throssell, Burgess, and Miller. Well, we switch sides. Dragons opening possession of the third quarter, now going from right to left. If you would turn us down on your dial, but please don't do that. We appreciate the listeners here tonight. Valley Falls down nine as we get underway in quarter number three. Right side pass, it goes to Abby Wilson in the corner. Backs it out. Now Strickler. Good defense there by Keyway Miller. Might have partially blocked that shot, but diving on the floor is Abby Wilson. to give the Dragons here a second chance to go right back to Strickler on the block. Now an elbow jumper, that is pure for Paisley Heinen. So after all that, a right elbow J put down by Heinen, her first points tonight, makes it 23-16 Royal Valley. Now the Panthers from left to right, their first possession of quarter number three. The hot hand, Wawasik, down low it goes. Keyway Miller, a shot, a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound, saved, nicely done by Shelton to keep it alive. So a second chance opportunity here for Royal Valley in the all-road black uniforms. And Keyway got knocked to the floor, no whistle, and a long pass to Wawasik in the left corner. Still that 2-3 zone. Wawasik inside, couldn't get the kind touch off the rim, and it just kind of hung up there for a second, and then off the miss, Strickler the rebound. 23-16 Royal Valley. Played just north of a minute in this third quarter. Now we get a whistle and a kick ball. Sticking the foot out was Heinen there on the right wing. Or correction, Wawasik on Heinen's pass on the right wing. Dragons keep, here's DeLong. Second team all-league last season, right side to Heinen. And now looking in the right corner, coming back left, had it knocked away near midcourt. Now working around the arc, good defense here, man-to-man by Josie Shelton. Strickler on the right block, going on Keyway Miller, had a good look, just couldn't convert. Backside rebound ripped away by Burgess. Five rebounds for the sophomore Burgess. 23-16 Royal Valley. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Keyway putting on some dribble skills here. Now a deep straightaway triple. Oh, yes. Between the legs, behind the line, and she drills it. 10 in the ball game tonight for Miller. 26-16 and a short jump shot. Now Strickler and Miller fighting for it off the miss. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Royal Valley. So 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. A 10-point Royal Valley lead looking to snap a three-game skid after winning the opener against Council Grove. Losses to Nemaha Central, Jackson Heights, and most recently, Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Valley Falls still looking for win number one on the year. They're 0-3. 26-16, Keyway Miller going to work, dribbling towards the right corner. Has good ball skills. Now left side it goes. Teeing one up is Burgess. Nearly banked it in, but got nothing but backboard and DeLong pulling down that rebound for Valley Falls. Right side it goes to Heinen into the front court. Man-to-man defense here for Royal Valley. It's been hounding along the perimeter. Here's Wilson, one dribble right. Oh, her pass two rows deep behind the media table, and a turnover for Valley Falls. 5:22 to go, third quarter. 26-16, Royal Valley by 10 with the possession arrow back. So Royal Valley defensively, pretty much the entire game so far, they've gone man-to-man. Dragons have sat in a 2-3 the entire night. Here's Miller in the corner, back up top, Wawasik. Little head fake there. Now right elbow, Keyway Miller, right side, now back up top. Wawasik to the right elbow, pull-up jumper, grazing the right rim, no, chasing it down near side, another hustle rebound for Shelton, and then her pass tipped and taken away. Turnover by Royal Valley. And now Valley Falls giving it right back, couple bodies hit the floor, it's going to be a tie-up, possession arrow. Fortunate for Royal Valley, or I should say Valley Falls, beg your pardon on that one, it was about to be another turnover. Couple players diving on the floor. Heinen kind of saving that possession there for the Dragons. She'll throw it in. 4:48 to go in the third. It's 26-16. Wide open. Abby Wilson, a three. Front rim, no. And fighting for it underneath is Heinen to keep it alive. And now it's still on the ground. Strickler has it in the right corner. DeLong up top. She'll fire a three. That one halfway down and out. And finally cleared away by Keyway Miller. Her fifth rebound in tonight's game. 4.5 minutes to go. Miller herself from 19 rattles in a straightaway jumper. Miller now with 12 in the game. Five here in the third quarter, 28-16. It is a 12-point Royal Valley lead, and now a whistle and a foul here along the perimeter. Going to be called against Royal Valley. And they'll get Shelton here with her first, and the first foul on either side here in quarter number three. And Chad Van Houten, the Valley Falls head coach, wants to talk this over. 60-second timeout. It is the full. We'll follow suit. 4:17 to go, third quarter. Girls game right now, 28-16. Royal Valley the lead here at Valley Falls. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back in 60 seconds here on KMZA.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue?
If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam.
At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Oh yes, Christmas morning. The most wonderful time of the year, and the most likely for someone to trip over a new hoverboard. Good news, the Brian Green Agency can't stop your uncle from plugging too many light strands into one outlet, but they can help make sure your home, auto, and holiday sanity are protected.
This is Brian Green, from slippery driveways to flying fruitcakes. Life happens, but with Brian Green and Allstate on your side, you're always in good hands, even during the festive chaos. The Brian Green Agency wishes you a safe, joyful, and hopefully low-deductible Christmas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, quick pass on the baseline, deflected out of bounds by Pano Wawasik. Active hands there. As it's right now a 28-16 Royal Valley lead. So a dozen on the advantage. And Wawasik comes away with a pickpocket, 2-on-1. Threw it up to Miller, and then she tried to get it up. But it lands in the hands of Wawasik on the backside, who now has 18. Kissing it off the window, it's 30-16. A 7-2 run here for Royal Valley in quarter number 3. DeLong not even hesitating on that 3 from the left corner. And Wawasik got knocked to the floor on the rebound attempt, and that's a foul against the Dragons. So on Abby Wilson, that's going to be her third. That quickly brings on Chloe Cox. As Wilson again, saddled with three fouls, will hit the pine for a moment. 3:45 to go, third quarter. It's a 14-point Royal Valley lead at 30-16. Pano Wawasik, 18 of the 30. She's outscoring Valley Falls by herself. Here's Keyway Miller, right block, turning to her left. A little nice baby hook with the left hand, right underneath. And Keyway Miller, 14 and 7 in the quarter. To double up now at 32-16. Danger time here for Valley Falls. Right side for Chloe Cox. A desperation basket there. They needed it. A long two by Cox, and she's got 8 to lead the Dragons. 32-18, 14-point advantage. 3:12 to go in this third period. Here's Wawasik left corner. She'll try it again off the heel, and it hit the rim twice, fell off. And they're going to get Keyway Miller on the foul, trying to get the offensive rebound. So Miller picks up the foul. Dragons get it back. 3:05 to go in the quarter, trailing 32-18. Panthers set up a 1-3-1 full court press. They want that trap here at the midcourt line, but DeLong gets it into the front court with Brecken Moore. Pass to Connor. Good DeLong look in the corner. Nice ball fake inside. Connor with the left hand. Front rim, no. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out into the corner. DeLong tried it a little short on a three, but another opportunity. Third chance from the right way, right wing, and that one is not good. Wawasik grabs the rebound and out in transition, missing the layup, contact, and a foul. Chloe Cox able to get back in. At least make Pano Wawasik earn it from the line. It'll be the second foul on Chloe Cox. Stops the clock at 2:39 in the quarter. 18 in the game for Pano Wawasik. 4 threes in the first half. And her first free throw here rattles out no good. She's now 2 of 5 at the line tonight. And that's what she was. She was 2 for 5 when she entered the night. So staying at that 40% clip, now 4 of 10 on the year. Her second, that one halfway down and out, and it's tipped out of bounds, and it's going to Valley Falls. Now Royal Valley head coach David Boucher wants to talk it over. He'll call a full timeout, so we'll step aside as well. Third quarter action here at Valley Falls. Dragons trailing Royal Valley in the girls' game tonight, 32-18, 2:38 to go in this third period. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility, now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/careers to apply today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Third quarter action here in the girls' game continuing here tonight on KNZA. Out of the timeout, DeLong, a quick trigger from the left corner, misfiring on a three. Wawasek, her third rebound for Royal Valley. 18 for Pano Wawasek leading the way. 32-18, the Royal Valley lead. Left side it goes. Shelton in the corner. She'll fire. It's high off the heel. No. Good box out and rebound there by the freshman, Kadrin Strickler. Strickler now five boards for Valley Falls. And back into the front court from right to left. Wawasek stuck the foot out. Second time this quarter, she kicked it away on that left wing. So the Dragons will have a side out. And both these teams struggling on the offensive end through the first couple weeks of this season. Valley Falls 0-3, looking for win number one. Royal Valley at 1-3, trying to snap a three-game skid. Both these teams will have games next week, and there is a pickpocket at midcourt. Wawasek and drawing the foul in transition. Free throws coming. Cox going to pick up her third. And Wawasek will go back to the line. This will be her seventh and eighth attempts here in the game. Third team foul against the Dragons in the quarter. Clock stopped at 1:51. Wawasek 18, just two here in the quarter. She's 2-for-6 at the line. Make it 2-for-7. That one well short. Paisley Heinen back in. 5'5 junior for the Dragons. Cox with the three fouls, taking a seat. Abby Wilson also three fouls tonight for Valley Falls. Wawasek's second freebie. That one is good. 19, the lead all scores. Royal Valley's lead 33-18. It's south at 2 minutes to go, and Valley Falls turning it over again at midcourt. Here's Shelton, Wawasek, right side, Burgess a three. That one missed everything but backboard. And a rebound by Heinen. Four rebounds for her. 90 seconds to go, third quarter, a 15-point Royal Valley lead. Top of the circle, Brecken Moore, the freshman, trying to get rid of it. Hands it off to Heinen right there. Puts it on the dribble twice, picks it up left elbow. Now spinning away from that defense for Royal Valley. Hounding along the perimeter. And a pass darting on the right block, picked up by Moore. And she'll draw the foul, she'll shoot two. We'll get Keyway Miller with her second. And Brecken Moore, the sophomore, trying to get her first point here tonight. So for Royal Valley, the 33 points dished out between Wawasek and Miller. 19 for Pano, 14 for Keyway. Here's the free throw by Moore. A little bit strong off the heel, no go. Ariani Baptisto, freshman, onto the floor here. For Royal Valley, played a little bit in that second quarter. Haven't played a ton this year, but getting some minutes here tonight. Second free throw by Moore, and airballed it, so she goes 0-for-2. That was the first free throw attempts for the Dragons in the game. 33-18, Panthers, 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's a pass into the corner, Burgess. Now looking for Keyway on the block, but airmailed the pass in a turnover taken away by Lily Brown. Second turnover here in the quarter, a minute to go. Dragons trailing by 15 with the ball. Here's Brecken Moore trapped into the corner. Baptista with great defense, knocked it away. Bodies hit the floor, picked up by the Dragons. Here's a ball fake, bounce pass top of the key. Connor driving, shooting, missing, getting her own rebound, and then it's ripped away. Ripped away by Keyway Miller. About 6 second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Game clock right now at 31 seconds. Baptisto, left side it goes to Miller, looking up at that shot clock. Now it's at 18. 23 on the game clock. The 15-point Royal Valley lead. Keyway, left block, had it knocked away, tried to save it out of bounds, and she could not do so at the Valley, or Royal Valley turnover. Panthers had six turnovers in the first half, three here in the third quarter. Shot clock turned off. Dragons down 33-18. Chance to get the final shot here in the third. But they're going to throw it away at midcourt. It was taken away by Throssell. And now coming away with another steal, this time at Valley Falls, and Callie DeLong. 7 seconds, DeLong into the front court. Pass to Strickler inside. Missed the shot with 2 seconds. Keyway Miller clears the miss, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Well, Royal Valley trying to snap a three-game skid. They look good right now. They're up by 15. We go to the final 8 minutes after a 60-second timeout. Royal Valley 33, Valley Falls 18. 60-second timeout in variety. Fourth quarter action of our girls' contest coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local shelter agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth quarter action. We're back to it here on KMZA. Royal Valley 33-18, leading Valley Falls by 15 as we're underway now in the fourth quarter. Panthers with the possession here. A little fadeaway. Jay might have been partially blocked. Good defense there by Valley Falls. Cleared away on the backside by Lily Brown. Brown into the front court. Valley Falls, they got to go on a run. Left corner, DeLong, wide open, triple, got it. Callie DeLong from downtown, and finally her first basket tonight. Desperately needed that. It's 33-21. That's 7:19 to go in the game. Here's a dump down at the elbow, kicking left. It is Alyssa Thompson, or correction, that's Josie Shelton, beg your pardon. And now that pass by Brecken Moore taken away. Turnover Royal Valley. And coming from behind, nobody called Wolf. Shelton gets a steal. Back-to-back turnovers, one on each side. Here's the Panthers in the front court. Wolosik in the corner. And Sean Oat Evans just checked in. Wolosik along two. That one is no good from the right wing. Rebounded and cleared away by Valley Falls and Connor. Here's the long, tough shot in transition, but Royal Valley can't grab the rebound, and it's out of bounds. Chloe Cox checking back in for the Dragons. She has 3 fouls, didn't play much in that third quarter. We're at 6:43 to go in the game, and Royal Valley leading it by 12 at 33-21. 19 for Pano Wawasik, 14 for Keyway Miller. The only two that have scored tonight for Royal Valley, and it's been more than enough. Here's a step-back three, nearly down for Chloe Cox, cleared away by Wawasik. Her fourth rebound to go along with those 19 points. 90 seconds into the fourth quarter, Royal Valley by 12 with the ball. Dragons have set in a 2-3 zone defense all night. Left side pass, it goes. Shelton, good. Skip. Wawasik wide open. Nothing but bottom. Wawasik now with 22 and 5 triples. Great skip pass there by Shelton. She'll get the assist. 36-21. The lead ballooned to 15. North, 6 minutes to go. Inside on the block. Evans, great defense. Pulls away the miss. And DeLong took it away, and she missed the shot. Backside rebound by Throssell. Sean O. Evans, a 5'10 junior, playing her first minutes tonight. In transition, layup, spun up and in there by Keyway Miller, who's got 16. 38-21, and a timeout for Valley Falls. Running out of time. It's a 17-point lead, largest lead here tonight for the Panthers. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. Timeouts all year long on KNZA. It's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Megan Sturton back in studio. We appreciate it dearly. Brandon Tedman with you here on KMZA. Valley Falls playing host to Royal Valley tonight. And the Panther girls have led it from the jump. They led 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. 23-14 at the half. They outscored the Dragons 10-4 in quarter number three. It was 33-18 going into the final frame, and right now with 5:44 to go, Panthers leading it 38-21. And it's all been Wawasik and Miller on the offensive end. Out of the timeout, Dragons with the ball. They need stops. They need buckets. Here's DeLong in the right corner. Now the Panthers switching it up, going a little 2-3. They've played man-to-man for a good chunk of the night. There's a pass from the block, and it's taken away and then picked back up by the Dragons, fading away. Little jump shot from the left elbow. Got a kind touch. Chloe Cox, who now has 10 points. Kind of a lucky bounce there for the Dragons. It's 38-23. Stepping into it, Wawasik straight away. Nobody picked her up. She misfired on that triple. Keyway Miller, though, the offensive rebound. Little Keem Olajuwon-style hook shot, and then backside taken away. And then on the rebound, Burgess pulled it down, and I think a foul's going to be called against the Dragons here. First foul on either side in the fourth quarter. They got the foul on Strickler. That is her second, and the first team foul here in the fourth quarter. 5:03 to go in the game. Panthers underneath, leading it by 15. Here's Miller, left elbow, one step right, pulls up from there, just a little bit short on the free throw line jumper, and that rebound by Gracie Connor. Connor is cleaning the glass here tonight. The 12 rebounds. DeLong with her 2 points. Here's DeLong, left baseline. Nice dump down here to Connor. One dribble in, back out to Long. Left corner three, it's an air ball. And tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Keyway Miller, so the Dragons keep at 4:40 to go. Panthers leading at 38-23. As it will be the Dragons to throw it in underneath. DeLong will do it, looking to her right. Now looking underneath, nobody there. They got to get it in and finally throw it up top. The Gracie Connor bouncing to DeLong, goes to the elbow. Bounce pass to Heinen, right side on the wing to Cox. Underneath, good look, shot good, and the foul, and one, Abby Wilson. Wilson, her first bucket tonight, makes it 38-25 at 4.5 minutes to go, and a chance for one more. First Royal Valley foul here in the fourth quarter, going against Throssell, her second. And this is a young roster, one senior, it's Connor. Abby Wilson's a junior, but front rim no on that free throw attempt, so can't capitalize the three-point play. And the rebound by Wawasik, that's her fifth board. Here's Keyway Miller on the right block to her left, two dribble, shot good in the paint. Keyway Miller, nicely done. 40-25. Wawasik with 22, Miller with 18. Dragons running out of time. Straight away, lefty three, front rim. Nearly got the second bounce off the second rim tip, and then it tipped away and out of bounds. It's going back to Royal Valley. Well, a pretty good look straight away by Gracie Connor. It was on target, but short. Connor checks out, Strickler in. A little more size in the post right now with Strickler on the floor. 5'11 freshman. South of 4 minutes to go in the game. Royal Valley, they've led it from the jump, and right now it's 40-25. Keyway Miller attacking the rack. Couldn't make the shot. Hit hard off the heel and along the rebound, and now Keyway comes away with a steal. And then a left side shot up and in. It's Josie Shelton. So finally somebody for Royal Valley, not named Wawasik or Miller, gets in the books. 42-25 with 3.5 minutes to go, and now a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. Let's see who they get this one on. They get Burgess with this one. That is her first, team second. Well, it took until under 4 minutes to go in the game for someone else besides Wawasik or Miller to score for Royal Valley. How about that? Now working at the elbow, another foul here against the Panthers. This time they get Burgess, her second. Third team foul. Trying to throw it in, bouncing it, little jumper off the rim, and then it fell off. It was halfway down. Miller the rebound, and then a foul on Valley Falls. That is 8 rebounds for Keyway Miller to go along with her 18 points. Valley Falls foul is on Chloe Cox, and that is her fourth. Team foul number 2, or under 3.5 minutes to go in the game. It's been all Royal Valley. 42-25, they lead it. Here's Keyway Miller back on the block. Shot is no good, but she draws the foul. using her left hand on the left block. They'll get Strickler there for her third. And Miller's going to shoot two. 18 points, 8 rebounds tonight. She's 3-for-3 at the line. Came into tonight's game averaging 13-10. And her first free throw here spins in there. Now 4-for-4 at the line. It has 19. 43-25 Panthers. 3:10 to go in the game. Gracie Connor back in. Chloe Cox out here for the Dragons. Second free throw here for Miller. And she is now 5-for-5 at the line tonight and has 20 points. Wolosik leading the way with 22. Shelton the other two. It's 44-25 Royal Valley. Panthers finally break the press. Or nearly got a turnover force there. DeLong now. Left wing tries a three. Nearly banked it in. Rebound at the right elbow. Chipped in by Throssell. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Right side in the corner. That's an air ball on a three. And nearly getting it off the air ball was Miller. Might as well have been a pass, but she lost it off the knee and out of bounds. Second turnover in the quarter, 6 in the second half for Royal Valley, and 12 turnovers in the game. 2:45 to go, 44-25, largest lead here for the Panthers on the road. Here's Heinen with it, right elbow. Now a pass to Abby Wilson, long two, in and out, no. Gets the tip and gets her own rebound. Back up top, Connor, dribbling left, now bouncing it into the corner with Heinen. Heinen goes one dribble right, pulls up from 15. It's strong off the heel. Another offensive rebound by DeLong, and she'll draw the foul and shoot two. So three opportunities there, and DeLong will go to the line with 2:21 to go. And they get Miller there with her third. And it's the last foul to give in the quarter for the Panthers. So Callie DeLong at the line, quiet on the offensive side here tonight. Hit a three here earlier in the quarter, her only points, trying to add, and her first free throw a little bit strong. Second team all-league in the NEKL last year, 5'4 junior, Callie DeLong. Trying to salvage a 1-for-2 trip here, and she's able to do so. Four in the quarter for Callie DeLong, and it's 44-26 Royal Valley, 2:16 to go in the game. Here's Keyway Miller, still going to work on the block. Turns to her left. Now reversing it, Wolosik. Firing a three. Front rim not there. Keyway, the offensive rebound. And now a second, now third opportunity. This time it was Shelton off the Miller miss. And Shelton draws the foul. We'll go to the line. DeLong picks up her second. Team foul number four. So both teams in the bonus. Final 2:04. Here's Shelton at the line. First free throw attempts for her this season, and that one too strong, no good. Well, it was all Wolosik and Keyway Miller up until the under 4 minute mark here in this final quarter before another player scored for the Panthers, and it was Shelton. She goes 0 for 2, missing that second free throw. Long rebound chased down in the corner by Connor, and then had it knocked away and out of bounds. Exactly 2 minutes to go. Dragons have it, down 44-26, and head coach for the Dragons, Chad Van Houten, he's going to clear the bench and call off the dog as we'll get some backups in here for the final 2 minutes. So you got Brecken Moore. You got Bree Meyer. Haven't seen her tonight. Chloe Cox. Kadrin Strickler also in there as well. And then Elila Brown. That pass taken away. Wolosik, another steal for her. Turnover by the Dragons. Dumping it down on the right block. Going on a double team, forcing a shot. Miller couldn't get it to go. Another second chance on the backside. Fighting underneath. A lot of contact inside, and they're going to get a jump ball. Tell you what, Josie Shelton gave some good minutes here in the second half for head coach David Boucher. On the possession arrow, giving it back to Valley Falls. 1:37 to go. It's 44-26 Royal Valley. That much closer to snapping a three-game skid. Pass on the right block. Miller hit the floor and got the steal. Another turnover for Valley Falls. It's been an issue tonight. Wolosik, nice pass backdoor. Missing the shot on the backside. And a good opportunity missed there by Burgess. And clearing it away is Lily Brown. Coming up on the final minutes. Dragons have it. Right side three. A little bit strong. Another rebound for Keyway Miller. Gives her a double-double here tonight. 20 points and 10 rebounds. dominant effort by Wawasek and Miller. 55 seconds to go in the game. Of course, we'll have our post-game show. Player of the game, Keyway Miller, left wing three off the front rim, tip into the hands, and a foul is going to be called Burgess. Burgess, the sophomore, 7 rebounds, and now has a chance to get in the books with their first point. They get Alyla Brown with her first. And Burgess, 0-for-3 at the line this season. But again tonight, 7 rebounds. She nearly banked it in, and it's no good. Coach Boucher is going to call off the dogs as well. Baptisto is in the game. Sean Oat Evans just checked in. Nizat Lindsay, a freshman, also onto the floor. Both teams have emptied the light benches. And Shelton goes 0-for-2. Or Burgess, beg your pardon, goes 0-for-2 there. And the rebound by Meyer, who just checked in. Straight away 3. That one a little bit short. And a rebound for Royal Valley. Now it's taken away by Valley Falls. Shot up and good. That is Brecken Moore. Shot clock turned off. 44-28. They should probably do it. But a pass here to the right side to Alyssa Thompson, and then she lost the handle there, and it goes out of bounds for a Panthers turnover. 19 seconds remaining in the game. Boys contest, now 15 or 20 or so minutes after the conclusion of this one. Here's Chloe Cox, thought about a 3, now up top it goes to Alyla Brown. Her pass to nobody, taken away by Lila Burgess. Final 10 seconds, going to wrap things up here. Sean Oat Evans, a touch. Right side pass, it goes to Winsey. Inside, shot no. Second chance, Thompson, no. And fighting for a third opportunity, the buzzer sounds, and that is the end of the game. The Royal Valley girls, they lead it wire to wire and snap a 3-game losing streak. They win at Valley Falls here tonight. Final score, 44-28. Coming up next, our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post-game coverage is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In between games now here at Valley Falls. Girls game gone final. It was Royal Valley an 8-0 first quarter lead, and that was more than enough as they jumped out to a good advantage. They led it wire to wire. They beat Valley Falls here tonight. Final score 44-28. Postgame show again on the air, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Let's get you the final numbers in this game as Royal Valley snapping a three-game skid. They're now 2-3 on the season. It's their first road win of 2025-2026. The Valley Falls girls tonight with the loss. They dropped to 0-4, and they have lost 7 of 8 going back to the end of last season. Well, again, 8-0, the Royal Valley first quarter lead. They led 23-14 at the half. They built it to 33-18 at the end of three, and the final again 44-28. So Royal Valley, led by Pano Wawasik and Kiwe Miller, they combined for 42 of the 44. Pano goes for 22 points and 5 rebounds. She hit 5 threes. Kiwe Miller, clean double-double with 20 points and 10 rebounds. She had the other triple as well, so 6 threes in the game between those two. And then the other 2 points came off a bucket inside from Josie Shelton, but that was with under 4 minutes to go in the fourth. So it was all Wawasik and Miller until about 3.5 minutes to go in the game when Shelton got that lone other basket for Royal Valley. Some of the team numbers unofficially for Royal Valley tonight: they had 12 turnovers, 34 rebounds. They were 8 of 17 at the line. And then again, Wawasik, 5 triples, Kiwe Miller with 1. So 6 threes tonight total for Royal Valley. 10 points for Chloe Cox. That leads the way for Valley Falls tonight. She added 3 rebounds. And pretty scattered outside of that. Callie DeLong, 4 points and 5 boards. Kadrin Strickler had 4 points and 5 rebounds. You add 2 points apiece from Paisley Heinen, Brecken Moore, Abby Wilson, Lily Brown, and Gracie Connor. Now, the thing with Gracie Connor, yeah, she had 2 points, but she did pull down 13 rebounds in this one tonight. Turnovers were an issue for Valley Falls tonight, 21 of them. In the game, they had 38 rebounds. They were 1 of 5 at the line and only 1 triple. It was from Callie DeLong in the fourth quarter. Our stats for the girls' game tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, that's Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, that is Jacob Ying and Courtney Brockhoff. Now time for our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And just with how it played out tonight, I'm going to have to double dip here. We're going to have to do the combination of Pano Wawasik and Kiwe Miller. Again, those two combined for 42 of the 44. They hit 6 threes, 5 of which off the right hand of Pano Wawasik. And they combined for 15 rebounds as well. And they combined to make 8 free throws. And Josie Shelton the other two, but Pano Wawasik and Kiwe Miller combining for 42 points and 15 rebounds as those two dominate the way for Royal Valley as they beat Valley Falls here tonight 44-28. Again, those are the players of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to send us to about a 8-10 minute break or so, just letting Megan in studio kind of get herself situated as we're in between games. I'm going to get you set for the boys game tonight here at Valley Falls. Dragons come into it at 1-2, coming off that first one of the year Tuesday night at Oskaloosa, 55-47. Royal Valley boys at 2-2, coming off a loss to Moore Hill on a Tuesday night, 62-51. So about an 8-9 minute break or so. Royal Valley girls win the first contest again tonight, 44-28. A quick break. Don't go anywhere. More high school basketball coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?